Good morning. Let's stand together. It's good to see you this Sunday morning. We're so glad that you are here today. Isn't it feel good to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to worship the Lord this morning and just declare his praise and lift him up. What do you say? Amen? All right. We're a little short on our musicians this morning. We've got some that are sick and fell, and so you have to really sing out and help us, okay? Hear the holy roar of God resound.
Holy roar of God resound.
Watch the waters part before us now.
Waters part before us now.
Come and see what he has done for us. Tell the world of his great love. Our God is a God who saves. Our God is a God who saves. Let God arise. Let God arise. Our God reigns now and forever. He reigns now and forever. Well, his enemies will run for sure. The church will stand, she will endure.
The church will stand, she will endure.
Well, he holds the keys of life, our Lord. Death has no sting, no final word. Our God is the God who saves. Our God is the God who saves. Let God arise. Let God arise.
Song says, it says God reigns now and he reigns forever. That our God doesn't just reign in the moment and then in the next 5 minutes, 10 minutes, in a week, in a year after we depend on him, all of a sudden he's not going to be reigning anymore. The scripture says that he reigns not just now, but he reigns forever. And so when we place our trust and our hope in him, we place our trust and faith in a God who reigns forever. Could you just raise your hands to the heavens? Lord, we thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Lord, that your reign will never end. That when all this is said and done, God, that you will still be on the throne. For you are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords. That greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. And so we just lift up our voices and our hands and our hearts to you today, and we honor you as the one true Savior and King. And we ask you that you put your hands upon this service today. May your presence be in this place, and may you be exalted in every way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated in this house right now. Amen, amen. If you are a guest this morning, I want to ask you to grab a card in the seat back in front of you. It says, we're glad you're here. And if you will pick that up and fill that out, place it in the offering bag that's going to pass in a little bit. That would help us to know that you've come to visit with us today. And we want to say once again, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Got some good-looking people here on the front visiting us from Chi Alpha. How many? Hey, if you love Chi Alpha, let me hear it. Come on. If you love Chi Alpha, amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen, amen. What a valuable ministry Chi Alpha is, and we're excited to hear all that God's doing through Chi Alpha today. And so Winston's going to be sharing with us in a little bit. But we have some things that are coming up. First of all, tonight is Connect Group, and I want to encourage you to be a part of a Connect Group. Have you ever experienced the feeling where you thought, you know what, I come in, and I come to service, and then I leave, and I just don't even know if anybody knew I was there, or I don't feel like I connected with anyone? Then tonight's your night. Tonight's the night to get into a smaller group where you can connect with one another, where you can fellowship and eat together and just love on one another and hopefully have some meaningful conversations about what's happening in your life. How many of you know we're better together? We're better together. Matter of fact, our youth department, our Oklahoma youth department, has a slogan that they've been pushing the last year, and it's we over me. We over me. That means we're better together. And so I want you to be a part of that. If you don't know what Connect Groups are happening, come look on the back table there. We'd be more than glad to meet you back there and talk to you about that. And then next Sunday night, it's already creeped up on us, but next Sunday night is our annual family meeting. That's where we do our family church business. But also, we are going to be having our soup and chili cook-off. And how many like soup and chili? Come on. There you go. And some of you always ask, every year somebody asks me this question, so I'm just going to answer it. Do I have to compete? No, you don't have to compete. If you just want to come and bring a super chili, they may still judge it, but if that's not why you brought it, that's okay. Some of you say, well, I can't make super chili, but could I participate in some other way? Absolutely. You can sign up to bring crackers or cheese or dessert or whatever else. It's out there on the sign-up table. The most important part is that we come together and we have fellowship and we have a great time. And so we're going to have a soup and chili cook-off and all of that. And then we'll have our annual family meeting after that. And so we want you to be a part of all of that next Sunday evening. Right after service, the youth department's having our meeting for the Mission Arlington missions trip. We leave 2 weeks from today to go serve down in Arlington, Texas. And so it's a mandatory meeting. The youth department will be providing pizza. And so you don't have to, adults or parents, you don't have to worry about your kids getting something to eat. We're going to provide all that. I just need them to be there so that they have the information to know what we're doing and where we're going and how it's going to happen. And 2 weeks, I want to ask you to encourage you to continue to pray for us as we continue to move forward in that area. Thank you for those of you that brought the stuff back. The what are those things I'm calling? Baby bottles. Thank you. These right here, they're on the front row. I'm going all the way down the front row. Here we go. Mobile announcements. Thank you for those of you that brought you filled up with change or cash or check. Eden Clinic will take any of it. And so that's for the Eden Clinic. You know, they came and shared with us a few weeks ago. And so they'll be picking all that up. Thank you for those of you that contributed to that. And then last but not least, the youth department and the kids department, we have kids camps and youth camps coming up. You can find Pastor Chad for the information. He's got a table out there on the other side about kids camp. Come talk to me if you want to sign your young person up for youth camp. That happens in June. And, one more announcement. As the ushers come, let's give a hand for the tithe and offering as they come. Amen. And as they come, let me share with you that we have a new, sweetie, will you hand me that's on the front row? We have a new thing that we have just started, and it is a hearing assistance system. Maybe you have a difficult time hearing in service, or maybe you just would like a little extra help. We have these you can check out at the back sound booth, and the receivers, they just stick on your pant or in a pocket or whatever, and you can put the headphones in your ears, and everything, all the song, music and all the preaching and speaking goes into the soundboard and back out into these receivers. And so if you would like that, we would love to assist you with that and maybe help you to be able, because we want you to hear. We want you to be able to hear what the speaker and the message is. Amen? Amen. Let's pray with the tithe and offering. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for all that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, that as we give of our resources, Lord, you continue to multiply it so that souls could be saved. We thank you, Lord, that the gospel continues to go forth, Lord, through this mic, and Lord, even through the availability of receivers to help people to hear even better. Lord, we thank you for the ministry online, and we thank you, Lord, for the different ministries throughout the week. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that missions giving is continuing to be stronger and stronger within our body. And Lord, we ask right now you take all that's given, multiply it to further the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We're going to go back into worship. We're going to start back with an old hymn of the church, At Calvary. Amen. Amen. Aren't you thankful for Calvary this morning? Hallelujah. All right, sing it out. You know this one. Well, years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. No, not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I'd spurned, till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. And now to Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise for Calvary. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the cross. Hallelujah. Surrounding me.
cross I bow my knee, where your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest place. There's no separate me now. You go before. Separate me now at the cross, and at the cross I bow my knee, that your blood was shed for me. There's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave. Your glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? You tore the veil, you made a way. When you said that it is done, you tore the veil, you made a way. When you said that it is done, you tore the veil, you made a way. Shed for me, there's no greater love than this. You have overcome the grave, your glory fills the highest place. What can separate me now? You tore the veil, you made a way. Once more, I know you love me.
Amen. Probably one of the greatest contemporary musicians during the 80s and 90s and told everybody about the love of God was a man by the name of Carmen. How many of you remember Carmen? Oh, man. He just went to his heavenly reward about 8 or 10 days ago. So in his honor today, for all the awesome songs that he wrote, I love this chorus. It's called His Name is Life. Sing it with me. His name is Master, Savior, Lion of Judah, Blessed Prince of Peace, Shepherd, Fortress, Rock of Salvation, the Lamb of God is He. Your name is life. Your name is healing. Your name is salvation. You're our shepherd. You're our fortress. You're the Prince of Peace. You're our provider, Lord. You're our healer. Oh, Lord Jesus, and we know one day you're coming back again to take us to be where you are forever and ever and ever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving us, Jesus, by shedding your blood on the cross, as we've sang today on Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for changing us, for making us new creatures in Christ Jesus. Lord, we just pray that you would just touch those who are not well today, and those who are sick, those who are in the hospital, those that are suffering with COVID. Lord, we just pray that you minister to them all today. We have a whole list. Lord, you know who they are individually, and we just pray over them right now that you minister healing, help, and strength to them. Father, we continue to pray for a great move of your Spirit across our nation. We pray for a healing in our land. Lord, our land is in turmoil. Our country is in a state of turmoil. And we pray, Lord, that you just bring the calm, refreshing river of the Holy Spirit to move across this land and bring healing and bring hope as people turn their hearts and their lives back over to you. Father God, we just pray your kingdom come and your will be done on earth, here as it is in heaven. We give you praise today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Praise God. Praise God for his goodness to us. We are so happy to have Winston Bowie, who's a Chi Alpha minister at the University of Central Oklahoma. He's been to several different universities over the last 20-some years since I've known him. Was in California for a while, in Missouri, and has always done an outstanding job wherever he's been. He's brought some missionary assistants with him today, and so we're going to just turn it over to him. Would you help me welcome Winston and his staff here today? Amen.
Good morning. I am not Winston. My name is Mitch, and I'm very happy to be here. I am a missionary associate with Winston, and I have been with him a while. And two of us are just going to share a quick testimony about Chi Alpha, and then Winston's going to come up, and he has a powerful, timely, anointed message for you today. So get ready for that. You are going to be greatly blessed. But my name is Mitch Goldenberg. I was born and raised in a Jewish home, a strong Jewish home. And up until I was 19, I wanted nothing to do with Jesus Christ. And I like the words of that song, the second to last song, about the veil being torn. The first 19 years of my life, there was a veil over me. And I just went on with my life. And I went away to college my sophomore year, living in a fraternity. All I had was a Bible, and I had a radical encounter with God. And that veil was torn, and my life was forever changed. And I was at the University of Illinois, and I was a Christian, but I didn't know any other Christians at the time. And I found this Assembly of God church. And I remember going there, and they had this group called Chi Alpha that was a part of that church. And I got involved with Chi Alpha, and because of that group, my life was changed. I got discipled. I got on fire for God. I got filled with the Holy Spirit. And I went to college with a plan for my life and a self-serving inward plan of what I was going to do. And God completely changed and shifted that plan. And through Chi Alpha, I am just a different person. And now for the past 16 years, I've been working with Winston. We've been in California working at UCLA and USC, two massive universities in the city of Los Angeles, and we've just seen countless students come into our ministry and give their lives to Christ. Students from all 50 states, students from 150 nations. They've come, and we've had the opportunity just to see them get to know Christ. We discipled them, and like me, so many people go to college just with this inward self-serving plan, they think they're going to leave, and then they're always looking for that next thing that's going to make them happy. They think, I'm going to go to college, and that's going to make me happy. But they go, and they still have this emptiness. Then they think, okay, I'm going to go get this job, and that's going to make me happy. I'm going to make lots of money, and that's going to make me happy. But as they chase this happiness, it just leaves them more and more empty. And that's how it was with me. But when these students come to the university, and we have an opportunity to connect with them, and they connect with God, that emptiness, that aloneness changes, and they now start living for God, and their plans shift and their plans change. And we have students all over the world now that have been through our ministry that now have different plans. They are following God's plan, and they're at countries all over now taking Jesus with them, sharing the gospel of the good news, whether they're at a work or at a church or a missionary, whatever, doing that. And that's what we do in Chi Alpha. We take these students at this critical and crucial time of their lives, when they're trying to find their purpose and meaning, and we point them to Jesus. We disciple them, we love them, and we mentor them. And now God is calling our team Winston's from Oklahoma. Now we are coming to Edmond, Oklahoma to help get Chi Alpha going at UCO. And we're going to be there, and we're going to go for it. This campus has students from many nations, from all over the states, and we're just going to do our thing and invest in these students. And I just want to thank you for knowing what Chi Alpha is, for praying for Chi Alpha, for being part of what we're doing. And I want you to know that through Chi Alpha, the nations are being changed. And through what you're doing in your investment in Chi Alpha, you are changing the nation. So thank you so much. We love you, and we appreciate you.
Good morning. My name is Sarah, and I'm on staff with Winston. I am a Chi Alpha Missionary Associate, and I'm actually originally from Missouri. I met Winston and his wife and his team there. I grew up in Missouri in a Christian home. My parents are very strong Christians all my life. Went to church, went to an Assemblies of God church, and, you know, I always considered myself to be a Christian. As I grew up and got older, though, when I became a teenager in high school, I wasn't really like active in my pursuit of my relationship with Jesus. I thought as long as I went to church on Sunday morning, I didn't do anything too bad, wasn't as bad as the people around me, I would do enough to get myself into heaven. So that was my plan, my life. And then after high school, I was just working. I didn't really have any ambition and vision. And my cousin was going to the University of Missouri, and he invited me to Chi Alpha. So I thought, you know what? I like God. I'm a Christian. I like Jesus. I'll go check this thing out. I went with him, and I remember my very first Chi Alpha service on a Tuesday night at the University of Missouri. I was sitting there, and I saw these young people like my age, my peers, and they were just passionately worshiping Jesus. There was a presence of God there that I could just sense in that room, and I was looking at the people around me thinking, man, like, I'm missing out on something. And I remember Winston preaching that night, and honestly, I have no idea what he was saying, but I was just sitting there, and God was really dealing with me and just speaking to me. And I knew that night, I'm like, okay, I either need to just quit pretending, quit claiming to be a Christian, quit putting on the show, or completely surrender my life to Jesus. So that night, I decided, okay, I'm going to go full force. I'm going to pursue Jesus and see what happens. And God radically transformed my life. I got involved in Chi Alpha. I started being discipled, growing in my faith, going to Bible studies, international student ministry, anything they had, I just went, and I loved it. And I started to feel God calling me into the ministry. And I thought, I could sense that he was calling me into like foreign missions. And I was like, you know what? I want to reach the nations. I feel like that's where God has for me. I thought I was going to like go to Africa or Asia or some island somewhere, live in a hut and just like reach out to like village people. And that's what I thought foreign missions was going to be to me. But then I really felt like God was like calling me to stay in Chi Alpha. And there were international students from all over the world right next to me. I was already like right next to these students from all over the world. And Winston asked me to join staff and go to LA. And I was doing ministry at UCLA and then at USC. And I was in charge of the outreach to our international students. And I could tell you so many stories of people from all over the world. We ministered to students from China and Japan and Korea and England and France and Kenya, all over at these universities, and it was so powerful. Specifically, one young man recently, like within the past couple school years at USC, his name was Yao, and he was from China, and he came to a picnic that Chi Alpha was having. We were just giving away sandwiches, gonna play soccer, and his friend Susan, who was an international student from China, invited him, and he came, and he loved it. He just found people that were so friendly and so nice. He said, oh, I love these people. I want to connect with them. And he came to our Chi Alpha service at USC. He would come to like everything that we did, whether it was a fun outreach playing games on campus, or it was a Bible study or service on campus where we were preaching about Jesus, Yao would come. And he told me once, sitting after we had a service, we were eating food, and he said, you know, I've never come to a student group twice. You know, I would go check out student groups, but Chi Alpha is the very first group that I return to. And I was like, oh, why did you come back? He's like, because I just love the people. They were so nice. Like, I just wanted to be a part of it. And Yao, he got to learn about Christianity for the very first time in his life. And we had a brief window, one school year with him, where we got to just influence him. And he went back to China when COVID hit. He had a return in the summer. But he has stayed in contact with us. He's always sharing about his experience with Chi Alpha and the impact it had on him. And still, like, he's there. He's sharing with students and his and young people about what Chi Alpha meant to him. And I know that God is still working in his life. There are students all over the world right now that have impacted, that we have impacted through Chi Alpha. And I know that God has planted seeds. Some of these have become Christians and returned to their home countries. And others, we're still waiting to see what happens. But Chi Alpha is such a powerful opportunity to reach the nations, starting here in the U.S. And we're here at Oklahoma just to see, you know, God has brought us back to the Midwest. And we're willing to see whatever happens. There are students that are in need of a gospel witness at UCO and at other universities. So we're just praying and believing that God will use Chi Alpha to reach them.
Buma Suna. And I want you to know I'm back. I want to I just want to set the stage for this service by telling you that Jesus is the exalted one. He's the King of Kings. He's the Prince of Peace. It is also the Prince of Battle. He is at the right hand of the Father fighting for us, standing in the gap for your situation right now. He's fighting for you and your future. He knows about your past. He knows about your present situation, and he knows about your future. And he's the Son of God. He is the desire of the nations, and I am just beyond happy to be with you this morning. I'm beyond excited to be with you, and I just want to communicate and convey to you that I love Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God, and not only is he the Son of God, but he's the strong Son of God, and he does all things well. And the Bible says to lift up your eyes. Well, this morning when I look up, I see God. When I look down, I see the devil. When I look up, I see heaven. When I look down, I see hell. When I look up, I have a vision. I know where I'm going. I know where I'm headed. When I look down, I have no direction. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I'm headed. But when I look up, I sense Jesus is coming back. I sense revival. I sense a revolution. I sense a revelation. I believe in revival. I believe in a revolution. I believe in the revelation. I believe in the healing power of God. I believe the miracle power of God. I believe in signs and wonders and miracles because I believe in Jesus. Because I believe in the Son of God. And I believe that he does all things well. And I believe he's coming back soon. And it's time for a great move of God in America and across the nations. Amen. So the next couple of minutes, you'll get to know my life, my family, my calling, and my Messiah. And Pastor Steve Lance, thank you for taking a chance on me. And it's been a while since I've been back to Oklahoma, but I am back. And I'm just going to, through my testimony and through some timely thoughts, you will get to know my life, my family, my calling, and the God that I serve. Amen? In 1975, my family and I, we were living in Saigon, Vietnam, which is also called Ho Chi Minh City. And during this time, there was a great battle taking place. It was North Vietnam fighting against South Vietnam, and the Americans were helping the South Vietnamese people, and my family and I were from the South, so that makes us the good people. And in 1975, my family and I, we were living in Saigon in Ho Chi Minh City, and my dad was a captain in the South Vietnamese Army, and he was a man of battle. He understood fights. He understood battles. He understood the jungle of Nam, and he was battle tested, and he could sense that the battle was coming to a close. He could sense that the Viet Cong, they were going to come. They were going to invade South Vietnam, and they were going to overtake South Vietnam. And at that moment, U.S. troops pulled out, and my dad came home, told the family, told my mom, his wife, and my brothers and I, we're leaving Saigon. We are leaving this nation. So we got some things together. We left our furniture. We left our house. We left many big things behind, and we began to walk, and we walked for many miles, and we walked for many days, and we finally got to the ocean. We finally got to the sea, and on that day, thousands of refugees, thousands of people trying to escape South Vietnam. On the one hand, hundreds of boats trying to leave South Vietnam. And on the one hand, hundreds of boats escaped. And on the other hand, hundreds of boats didn't make it. And on that day, thousands of people escaped and thousands of people didn't make it. And on that day, bloodshed everywhere. And I was just a little bitty guy. And the Viet Cong, they were shooting everybody they could see. It was craziness, confusion, chaos, and it was just beyond crazy. And somehow, someday, on that day, my family and I, we got on this boat. As we got in this boat, as we looked back, that was the day of the fall of Saigon. We left, my family and I actually left on the day of the fall of Saigon, April 30th, 1975. We were part of what you call the boat people, but we actually left on that day, the day of the fall of Saigon, April 30th, 1975. We were out in the ocean for days, and even on that day, thousands of people drowned. Many boats didn't make it, and many people died, but we were out in the ocean for days. We didn't know what to do, and some boats made it to the Philippines. Some boats made it to China. Some boats made it to Cambodia, and many boats just didn't make it. And one day, the U.S., we were just down and out. We were discouraged, but a U.S. Navy ship discovered us, found us, helped us, and rescued us. So I'm grateful for the U.S. Navy, and about once a month, I'll just find a spot, and I'll thank God just for the gift of life, for the gift of salvation, and I'll thank God for the U.S. Navy. And my family, I made it to America in 1975. We were in Wake Island, then in Los Angeles, and then in Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, a refugee camp. And then we made it at the end of 1975. We made it to the wonderful state of Oklahoma, baby. And because of time, years passed, and now I'm in high school, Ballersville High School. And I was a junior in high school. A classmate came up to me, invited me to a youth service. It was an Assembly of God youth service. It was a place called Tuxedo Assembly of God. So that was Wednesday morning, and I said, you know what, I got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So I said yes to him, and that evening around 6 p.m., he came to my house, picked me up, and we went to this youth service that was at 7 p.m. I got there. It was kind of like this, and they had a thing called praise and worship, and there was bunch of young people praising God, worshiping God, and after the worship time, this guy, he was called the youth pastor. His name was Don Yando. He came up and he preached by a man named Jesus Christ. He is the way, the life, and the truth. And he's the way. That's the way to heaven. And after he preached, he gave a thing called an altar call. And during the altar call, something was going on inside of me. There was a strange feeling. There was a battle. There was a uniqueness about it. And there was a fight, and I'm grateful for that fight. I'm grateful for that noise. I'm grateful for that unique feeling. That was the Holy Ghost. That was the presence of God dealing with me. And that night, during the altar call, I stood up and I called on the name of Jesus Christ. And I accepted Jesus as my Savior, and I have never looked back since then. When Jesus passes by, there is a great difference. Amen? Amen. And that friend of mine invited me. He is now like the lead pastor in Lexington, Oklahoma. His name is Greg Wheat, and he's still around here. And I'm so grateful for my Savior, and I'm so grateful for the gift of salvation. Amen? I wish I had time to go into my long testimony, or a little longer, but I just don't have time for that right now. And I'm just going to keep going. And Pastor Steve Lance told me I can go about 2 hours, so I will take full advantage of that and capture the moment. Amen? And there was no amen on that, but that's okay. And I'll make sure you get out of here around 12 o'clock, okay? Luke chapter 5, verse 4, this scripture defines who I am as a person, as a preacher, as a great servant of this great King of Kings. And down through the years, many people, especially in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, they come up to me and said to me, "Pastor Winston, I don't know where my life went. God spoke to me when I was younger. God gave me opportunities, and I wasted so many opportunities. I missed God multiple times, and I wasted so many years. I don't know where my life went." And that is just so sad to me. But I want to say this. I've been traveling a lot, but at this moment in my life, I feel good. I'm not sure I know where I'm at. I'm not sure if I know where Noble, Oklahoma is located. It's somewhere around Norman, and I love the University of Oklahoma, and I'm here, but I feel good. I feel good mentally. I feel good emotionally, and I feel good physically. I don't feel like I am too old like Steve Lance, and I don't feel like I'm too young. I kind of feel like I'm in between, and I feel good mentally, physically, and emotionally. And if I were to go to heaven today, I feel like I have lived 2 to 3 lives. And up this moment, I have led 52 different teams overseas. Up to this moment, God used me to pioneer a Chi Alpha group in Oklahoma, in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, NSU, and then at University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri, and then 2 Chi Alpha chapters on the West Coast, University of California, Los Angeles, and USC in Los Angeles. And God used me to preach the gospel nationally and globally, and up to this moment, I am grateful to Jesus. I'm grateful to God. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31, the Bible says the horse, the beast, is made ready for the day of battle, but it is the Lord who gets the victory. And I'm grateful for the victories in my life. I'm grateful to Jesus. I know who woke me up this morning. Grace and favor and his mercy woke me up this morning. I'm grateful for his mercy. I'm grateful for his favor. I'm grateful for his goodness. I'm grateful for his grace. And I'm grateful for the presence of Jesus Christ. And I give him glory and honor and praise, and he is truly the exalted one. But I said all that to say this. one of the elements in the body of Christ, one of the challenges with many people in the body of Christ, we play it too safe. We're too conservative. I think if there's ever a time for the body of Christ to step out, now is the time. If there's ever a time for us to fulfill the Great Commission, now is the time. Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost. If there's ever a time for us to obey the scripture fully, now is the time. If there's ever a time for us to follow the Holy Ghost, to flow with the Ghost, to be right next to the presence of God, this is the time. I believe in God the Father. I believe in Jesus Christ. And I believe in the third person of the Trinity. I believe the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is inside of me. And the Holy Ghost is right next to me. And he is leading us. He is leading me. And he will show you what to do. If there's ever time for us to chase after the nations, now is the time. In Psalms chapter 2 verse 8, God says, ask of me and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. If there's ever time for us to make disciples, now is the time. If there's ever time for us to chase after the desires of heaven, now is the time. If there's ever time for us to chase after a revival, a revolution, a revelation, if there's ever a time for us to chase after a move of heaven, a move of God, now is the time. If there's ever a time for us to step out, now is the time. God is speaking to you. God is leading you. We serve an adventurous God, and he wants to take you on an adventure. Our God is exciting. Our God is not passive. Our God is not fragile. Our God is not weak, but our God is powerful, and he's aggressive, and he's for you. He wants you to advance. He wants you to move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from mountain to mountain, from victory to victory. And if you have a setback, if you're going through a test, if you're going through a tribulation, if you're going through a tempest, he will be there with you. His love, his grace, and his mercy will bring you out of that situation, will bring you out of that circumstances, of that circumstance. We serve a good God. Amen? And if there's ever time for us to step out, to follow the Holy Ghost, to hear the voice of God, to follow God, now is the time. And if you're willing to step out, somehow, some way, God will make sure you have something to step on. Oh, that is so good. And English is my second language, so I'm going to say it again. If God speaks to you and you obey him, if you want to step out, somehow, some way, God will make sure you have something to step on. We serve a God that's absolutely awesome. Amen? Amen. It's time for us to. We play it so, the body of Christ, so many people, we play it so close to our chest. We play it so close to our vest. And we play it so safe. And we're not willing to leave the comfort zone. And now is the time to take chances for the kingdom of God. Now is the time to step out and live by faith like never before. Now is the time to say yes to Jesus. And I want to say this. Winston Bowie, I was born to say yes to Jesus Christ. I was born to say yes to Jesus Christ. And in our main scripture this morning, in Luke chapter 5, verse 4, Jesus turns to a young man named Simon Peter, and he says to them, young man, I know you fish all night. You caught nothing. You're frustrated. You're tired. You and your friends, you guys are spent. But I want you to get back go to that boat, get on that boat, and I want you to go way out there, and I want you to launch out into the deep, and I want you to cast down your nets. And Simon Peter and his friends, they obey Jesus, and they experience a catch of a lifetime. Their cup runneth over with many fish. And people of God, believers, Christians, people within the body of Christ, if you want to catch a 100-pound fish, if you want to catch a 500-pound fish, if you want to catch a 750-pound fish, if you want to catch a 1,000-pound, if you want a great harvest, if you want a great catch, if you want to experience great salvations, if you want to experience great miracles, if you want to experience great souls, if you want to experience great exploits, it's time for us to launch out into the deep. It's time for us to step out. It's time for us to obey the Master. It is time for us to obey the Messiah. It is time for us to obey our Heavenly Father. 16 years ago, I was the Chi Alpha director at the University of Missouri in Columbia, Missouri. That time, University of Missouri, they were part of the Big 12. They're no longer part of the Big 12. And University of Oklahoma, we used to beat them up in football. What does that have to do with the message? Nothing. And 16 years ago, we were running hundreds of students. My first year at University of Missouri, there were 8 students involved. And within 5 years, now we're running hundreds of students. And we're in a middle revival. And things are going well. And I was so excited. One day, true story, Pastor Steve Lance, I was just jumping up and down. I was just excited. I said, Jesus, thank you. We got hundreds of students involved in our ministry right now, and this is only year number 5. I'm surrounded by great staff members. I'm surrounded by great student leaders, and if I just got to stay steady, I got to stay strong, I got to stay with you, Jesus. We're doing well, and Jesus, thank you for momentum. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for the many salvations. Thank you for many students that are receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for revival. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your right hand upon our ministry. Thank you for your provision, for your power, and for your presence. And I was just praising God. I was so excited, and I was thinking to myself, man, we're running hundreds of students right now. If I stay steady, we'll be the first Chi Alpha chapter to run 1,000 students in our weekly Chi Alpha service. And then I was thinking, man, then the Charisma magazine will interview me. The Pentecostal Evangel. I just having thoughts. I'm a man of God, but I just had these fleshly thoughts. And I was just so excited. I said, praise you, Jesus. I give you glory and honor. And thank you for all these stages to speak at. Not thank you for a big Chi Alpha group, but thank you for these stages just to speak at. And a true story, as soon as I had that thought, something was going on inside of me again. That something was strange. But years later, it's the Holy Ghost. It's the presence of God. And I'm thinking, oh no, what is it, God? You want me to go where? You want me to go west? Jesus, we have a great group here. And then the assembly of God that came out with this top 10 Chi Alpha chapters, far as numbers. And we made it in the top 10. I said, God, we just got here. We're in the top 10. We have a great Chi Alpha chapter. We're running hundreds of students. You want me to go where? West? I said, oh, Jesus. Where? Please don't say New Mexico. I don't want to be a New Mexican. Maybe Arizona, but it gets really extremely hot in Tucson. I'm thinking, Universe Arizona, please don't let it be Arizona State. It gets so hot in Phoenix. Where? Los Angeles? I said, Jesus, not Los Angeles. There's millions of people there. Where? University of California, Los Angeles, in Westwood? Jesus, all those students are 4.0. I barely passed my Borean courses. I can barely speak English. Jesus, the cost of housing at that time, and even right now, for a two-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment in Westwood, that's where University of California, Los Angeles is located, it's $3,000 per month for a two-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment. I said, Jesus, it's expensive there, the cost of living. And Jesus, let me remind you, the traffic in SoCal, the traffic in Los Angeles. And Jesus, let me educate you. I am Asian, and Asian are not the best drivers. I'm going to end up killing someone, and I would end up in prison. And Jesus, let me educate you. California, that's not a state, that's a nation. But at that moment, I knew it was the voice of God. Sometimes you have to step out and trust him. It didn't add up. Hundreds of students, things are going well. And Pastor Steve, I called that place. At that time, there was one student involving Chi Alpha at the University of California, Los Angeles. And I called that student up, and I talked to him for like an hour, and he was so dysfunctional. I said, Jesus, 100 students, minus one? This is not a promotion. I'm being penalized. But we knew it was God. And we said yes. And we took a dramatic step of faith. Hey, was I nervous? You better believe it. Going to a university, one of the greatest universities in America. Everybody's a 4.0. And you got your degree, a business degree at NSU. I went there because I qualified. Nothing bad, but I knew better. You step out, somehow, some way, God will make sure you have something to step on. Whether it's something little, something big. Because God is always faithful. God is with us. And we've been doing this thing for so long. Some of us, we've been doing this thing so long. We've been in this. Religion is boring. Religion is dead. But Jesus Christ, he is alive. He is here now. I mean, for me to stand before you, and I was born in a Buddhist nation, raised up a Buddhist. Now I know Jesus. I know the way. There are millions of religions throughout the nation, but I know the true God. I'm overwhelmed this morning that I know Jesus. I know the Messiah, and he's with me. So we said yes to Jesus. And oh, my goodness. The last 15 years, we experienced so many salvations. We experienced so many great things. And we experienced a great revival in Los Angeles. We had so many students in Westwood. And I won't say this everywhere I go, but I feel comfortable saying it here. And when I say that, I'm saying that. I don't tell you what, but our group was so big. The Southern California District Assembly of God said, Winston, concerning Los Angeles, if your Chi Alpha group was a church, it is the largest Assembly of God church in Los Angeles. It was such a move of God. And Kate, woman of God, I didn't tell you to put those pictures up, did I? Thanks for laughing. I'm coming in a minute. I'm coming. Yep. And let me say this. The Chi Alpha Group, University of Missouri, I was so concerned. I go, man, we're running 100 students. And the group double and triple at the University of Missouri. And I was thinking, how dare they double and triple without me? But God is good. So this is my Chi Alpha Group, or was, but in Westwood, University of California, Los Angeles. It was on a Friday night near the ocean. So can we get to the next one, Kate? So this is the Chi Alpha Group at USC. This was, we just got together. It's a great time, and the Lord is good. The next one. And in the midst of all this, is a crazy story, but Pastor Steve Lance, that is Scott Temple. I'm right in the middle. That's Scott Temple, and that's Dr. George Wood. So crazy, but I got to tell you, can I have time for a crazy story? Yeah. So a few years ago in Los Angeles, there was this Assembly of God conference for all the Assembly of God people that are Vietnamese. And I'm with Chi Alpha. I travel and preach in different Assembly of God places, ministries throughout America and then globally. And I'm with my students. And my thing is also not just traditional students, but international students. But I'm not part of the Vietnamese culture. There's a lot of us out there. And they had this Vietnamese conference, Assembly of God Vietnamese conference in Los Angeles. But I said to the community, we need to go because we need to honor. I need to honor my people. I need to honor that culture. So we got there, and there was a business meeting. And lo and behold, I got 100% vote, and I got voted in as the national president of the Vietnamese Fellowship of the Assembly of God. This is what happens when you show up to something. Then I discovered now I'm the superintendent of all the AG Assembly of God churches throughout America that are Vietnamese. I'm like, man, this is good. So if I call them, say, oh, yeah, we want you in. They don't even know me. And what's crazy is I get to go to all these Vietnamese churches, and I get to all these American churches, and I can barely speak Vietnamese, and I can barely speak English. People like Steve Lance are very naive having me in. So I'm also, besides doing Chi Alpha, and what's great about Oklahoma is it's in the middle of everything. So we're able to go to Boston, Los Angeles, wherever. So the Lord, it's great and greatly to be praised. So the next image, please. This is my wife, Kimberly Bowie, and that is her gorgeous, good-looking husband, Winston Bowie. And that is our daughter, Kaya. She was born in Santa Monica, California. So that's my family. So the next one, and this, my wife and I and our full-time staff members. And half of them are here in Oklahoma already. The other half, they're making their way. And by the end of July, we will all be here, and we will start doing Chi Alpha in Oklahoma in August, okay? And I will continue to travel nationally and globally, and I will continue to advance the Vietnamese Fellowship, and I will continue to advance the Assemblies of God the best I can, and I will continue to advance Chi Alpha Nation in Oklahoma, and I want you to know that I am back. So praise God. The next one. Okay, that's good. Thank you so much. The truth be known, I'm a SoCal boy. My wife, she's a SoCal. She's a SoCal person. We love the West Coast. We love it there. They still calling me Pastor Steve, and I'm just with the spirit of all this freedom. Praise God. I know who woke me up, and please hear me out. They're still calling, want us to stay in Los Angeles. But at the end of the day, God spoke to me. Was an audible voice? Absolutely not. It's just that still small voice. It's time for you to not go home, but it's time for you to go to Oklahoma. And I really believe this. I said, Lord, I want to be at a place where there'll be a move of God. And I believe a move of God is coming to the state of Oklahoma. I believe that God's going to shake the nations, city, and places. And I want to be a part of this great revival. I want to be a part of a great revival in Oklahoma, not just in Chi Alpha, but in our Assembly of God churches, with the Vietnamese Fellowship, and in many different nations. And God has gathered the nations to Oklahoma, and we are going to bring revival. Amen? Wouldn't it be great if next fall there's a great awakening in Oklahoma, and the University of Oklahoma, they will win the national championship? That wouldn't be great, right? Yeah. When I was in Los Angeles, I got the ESPN College Game Day plan. It was $125 every year, and I'm able to watch University of Oklahoma. What does that have to do with this message and under the presence of God? Nothing. But I just wanted you to know that about me. God is up to something. I can't explain it. I can't describe it. But my faith is in Him. My trust is in Him. And I want you to know that He's able. He's still able. He's able. I know He's able. I'm 5'7", born in Vietnam, barely got my degree. Barely got my Marine courses, barely this, barely did that, but God's able to use me in many places. I'm overwhelmed by the invitations to speak out. It's Him. It's Him. He is able. And whatever it is that you're facing, He'll see you through. And whatever it is that dream, that desire, He will take you there. He will take His right hand and will lead you into your dream, into your desires, and into your destiny. And one day He will lead you into heaven. And for some of you in the coming days, coming weeks, coming months, new places, new faces and new spaces. Now, let me stop and say this. I'm not saying that God's going to physically move you to another place. He can, but be ready for great opportunities. Be ready for God to do significant things in you and through you. And be ready to step out and be ready to share the gospel, be ready to move in the gifts of the Spirit, and be ready to speak, be ready to sacrifice, and be ready to obey Jesus. New places, spaces, and faces. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, I have not seen, ear has not heard, the mind has not conceived what God has prepared for those that love Him. And we love Him this morning. We praise Him. Before I share my last thought, would you stand with me right now? I'm just at a different moment in my life, but can you do me a favor? I'm just saying it. You don't believe me, that's fine, but I sense a unique powerful presence of God here. Can you just do me a favor for the next 60 seconds? Can you just lift your voices, your hands, however, and let's just sing the praises of Christ. Let's express our love to him. Let's acknowledge that his presence and the presence of Christ is here. Can you do that with me right now? Jesus, we love you. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We love you. Thank you, Lord, for your presence is here. Where the presence of God is, where the presence of Jesus, there's freedom. There's freedom to praise you, to worship you, to sing your praises, to say that you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And we take time out and we acknowledge that you are here, Jesus. We acknowledge your presence of here. And we give you time and space to speak to your people, to heal your people, to lift your people up from depression. We come to you right now. We give you time and space right now to touch your people, to let your people experience a breakthrough, a breakout, a miracle, a divine healing, a creative healing. We take time out. Take time out to say that you are a great God, that you are able, Lord. Give some of your people a peace that passes our understanding, a joy that they cannot describe, that they cannot explain. Touch your people today, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, we lift up the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus shall be lifted high. The name of Jesus shall be exalted. And Jesus, you're the central theme of our lives. You're the central theme of this service. And we look to you. Give us answers that we know of. Give us answers that we know not of. Jesus, answers. Answer, divine, favorable answers. Supernatural solution, Jesus. Lift your people up. Bring your people up, out and into something great. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, we recognize you, that you are in this place. Do your job, do your assignment. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I'm going to take full advantage of this time. It's almost noon. I'll make sure I give the microphone back to Pastor Steve Lance, okay? Can you come up and just play, and then in a few moments I'll ask you to sing that song, okay? Yep. And I came in, and this man, he was really nice and friendly to me, and it's nice to come to a place where someone is just nice and friendly. And I went to the other building and I said, where's the sanctuary? He goes, well, this is not the sanctuary. This is the sanctuary. So thank you for being nice and friendly. So, and he did a great job helping with praise and worship this morning. Thank you for this time. So I wasn't going to share the story, but I just feel like I need to, so I'll do my best. Okay? So have I told the story before? Yes. I'm not going to make something up. I mean, I'm in the middle of God's presence. I'm just reminded by God to share the story. And I know if I'm reminded by God to share the story, it's for some people here. So I'm going to share it. During that great big time battle in the 70s, the Viet Cong, North Vietnam fighting South Vietnam, the Americans were helping the South Vietnamese people, South Vietnam. It's crazy. Let me sneak this one in, that last year was the 30th anniversary of the Assemblies of God in Vietnam. The 30th anniversary of the Assemblies of God, and I was there, and there were thousands of people there, and I spoke of that thing, and I was overwhelmed, because these pastors, they were put in prison before for sharing the gospel, and they asked me to speak at this thing. And when I preached for like an hour, and I gave an altar call, the place was so big, there were so many people that responded, that the general superintendent of Vietnam, of the Son of God, he came up and he made this radical announcement. He made this loud, radical announcement. He said, no one else can come up to the altar, because it got to be too dangerous. And I'm sitting there and praying for people, and people are out. The presence of God engulfed that place. place. People are just out under the presence of God. I believe in the presence of God. I believe in the glory of God. I believe in revival. I believe in obedience. So in the 70s, the Viet Cong, the North Vietnamese soldiers, they capture a lot of American young men, true story. And they would put them in prison. And they would put them in this place called the Hanoi Hill. And while these American young men, while they were in prison, they weren't allowed to talk to each other. Each day, they got one bowl of rice and a small little thing of soy sauce. And days, weeks, and months passed. And these American young men, they were so discouraged. They were depressed. But they were able to set up this system, this code. And even though they weren't allowed to talk to one another through this code, through the system, they were able to communicate a little bit. It gave a little encouragement. But again, weeks and months passed, and these young men, they got to a place where they were just so depressed, so discouraged. They didn't know what to do. They said, they were thinking there's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no way we get back in U.S. soil, and we don't even know where we're at. And they were just abused physically, mentally, emotionally. But one day, true story, the Viet Cong, they captured this one American young man. But this one young man, he had a great faith and trust in God. He didn't have religion. He had a relationship with Christ. And on the first day, he was in a cell by himself, and he walked back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Day two, same thing. Day three, same thing. Day four, same thing. But on the fifth day, he started just and then he started doing it intensity. He was just running in place. And these discouraged young men from America, they were thinking, he's only been here 5 days. What is he doing? What is he doing? And they got to a point and a place they realized he knows the code. He knows the system. And he's trying to communicate to us. And the discouraged young men from America, they were listening. He was saying to them, Psalms 121 verses 1 and 2. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from God, the heaven, God, heaven, the God of heaven, the God of heaven and earth. He is able to make a way for you when there seems to be no way. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord God. Man, and he went on to say, man, God will make a way when there seems to be no way. And God will deliver us, and God will rescue us, and God will make a way, and our God is able. This is a true story. Days later, supernaturally, God delivered those young men and brought them out of the Hanoi Hill, and they made it back to U.S. soil. And I'm here to tell you on this Sunday morning in Noble, Oklahoma, that our God reigns. Our God is awesome. That he's alive. That he's well. That he's able, that he's greater than cancer. He's greater than COVID-19. He's greater than a personality. He's greater than a situation. He's greater than a campus. He's greater than the universe of Central Oklahoma. He's greater than the universities in Oklahoma. He's greater than Oklahoma State. He is bigger and stronger and more powerful than the University of Oklahoma, and that our God reigns, and we serve a great God, and our job is to know him, to please him. Our job is to stay in step with him. If you will step out, if you step out, God will make sure you have something to step on. Amen. You step out, then God steps out. You move, God moves. That's the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Lift your voice to me, right? Jesus, we love you. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We worship you today. We praise you. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of God. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go and be with the people of God. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the presence of God. Jesus, we love you. We lift you up this morning. And we say that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Messiah, that we look above the hills, we look above the mountains, we look above the situations, we look above the circumstances, we look above people, and we look above the sanctuary, and we look to heaven, we look to you. I will lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth. Can you please just keep your eyes closed? I won't give an altar call when you come up, but you're here this morning, and in this season of your life, you're in a big situation. You're in a unique situation. You need God to give you a miracle. You're going through a big time tempest, a big time test, a big time tribulation. You need a supernatural answer. You need a divine favorable answer. If that's you, do me a favor. Every morning I get up, I make coffee, and I spend time with God. If that's you and you want me to pray for you this week, if that's you, you need a supernatural solution. Will you just please lift your hand right now? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yeah, 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 yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Before I turn the microphone back to Pastor Steve, do me one more favor. Let's take about 60 seconds and let's just cry out to him. Let's just ask him. You have not because you asked not. People raise their hands across this sanctuary, but right now, whatever you need is, whatever you need, cry out to him. Look to him. Look to God. Look to Jesus. Look to the line of the tribe of Judah. Look to the desire of the nations. God says, ask him and I'll give you the nation. If he can give us nations, he can take care of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Cry out to him. Yes, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you today. God, you are not passive. You are not weak. You are powerful. You are aggressive, and you're fighting for your people. As your people step out, Jesus, step out and touch your people right now, God. In Luke chapter, Lord God, I believe, God, Luke chapter 4, verse 20, you saw their faith and you were pleased, Lord God. As you see faith in action right now, God, step out and touch your people, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Can you sing this song for me really quick? I just want to honor God this morning.
Is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great and all will see how great, how great is our God.
Yes, Jesus.
Two things. I'm excited right now because God is here. But I want to honor and respect you. I want to honor the pastor. And I don't say any wrong motive, but God is great and greatly be praised. And man, I'm just so juiced up about this. But I understand we can't lay hands on you because of COVID-19 and there's a room of COVID-20, whatever. But God is great. Amen. And love you guys. Pray for us, and I'm back.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Winston. Thank you, team, for coming with him today. Amen. Marvelous testimonies of what God's doing. We want to receive an offering today for our guest, and so if our ushers would come, if you're making out a check, you can make it out to Noble Assembly. We'll give him all of the offering. Put on the offering envelope your name and the put Bui, B-U-I. I think you can spell that, B-U-I. Is that spelled Bui? Is that how it's spelled in Vietnamese too? Half of it. I figured there was a whole lot more probably to it. Amen. This has been awesome this morning. We want to support them and thank them for being with us today. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the wonderful message and challenge today and inspiration that you have given to us through your servant. We just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing at the University of Central Oklahoma. We pray for a great blessing, a great move of your spirit there and among the students there that will just spread all over the state. We do pray for revival here all over the state of Oklahoma and around the world. So God, bless this offering, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Here, Brother Jeremy. Sorry.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, we just give you praise, Lord, this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the service today. We just pray, God, that you would just move by your Spirit in all of our lives, in our family, in our children, grandchildren, Lord. We just pray your will be done. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning.